Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And we are talking about being new to Taiwan. What's something you thought was strange when you first moved here?
Everything. Probably the number of motorcycles and scooters.
Yeah.
I thought that was strange. Erin and I are both from Canada, where it's cold a lot, and so people don't drive motorcycles. You can't drive a motorcycle in the snow.
No.
So when I came here and I came out of the airport in Gaoshang, there was just oceans and clouds and just, you know, streaming masses of scooters, and it was just amazing to me.
Right.
How about you?
The pollution is one of the first things I noticed.
Well, I still notice that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is a little
brown. Where I live in Canada, there is basically no air pollution.
You live far out of a city, like away from a big city. Well, the good thing is that since you've been here, I know since I've been here, the pollution has gotten better. As more people use the MRT things like that. So that's good, but it still could get better. I guess some of it comes over from, you know, other places. But still, compared to the Canadian countryside where the air is super clean, the pollution.
All right, well, that's enough about us. Let's find out more about Simon and Lucia in today's article.
Me the wants.
Trash time.
Simon and Lucia are walking on the street.
Let's go to 7-Eleven to buy trash bags.
We already have lots of other bags. Why can't we use those?
We need to use special bags for normal trash. We can recycle for free, though.
That's a good idea. It encourages people to recycle more.
In 7-Eleven, Simon buys some ice cream, as well as the garbage bags.
How do people recycle in the UK?
Each house has different rubbish bins for different kinds of rubbish. One for glass, one for plastic, one for paper, and so on.
In a memory, we see Simon putting different trash in different trash cans.
The trucks take different rubbish bins away on different days.
The memory ends.
That must be hard to remember.
You can get a phone app to remind you.
In a memory, Simon is woken up very early by the sounds of a trash truck outside. The memory ends.
The trucks come very early in the morning, though. I won't miss that.
Word power!
Already. Already. I already ate lunch, so I'm not hungry. I already ate lunch, so I'm not hungry. Free. Free. Water is free at this restaurant, but other drinks cost 50 NT dollars. Water is free at this restaurant, but other drinks cost 50 NT dollars. Though. Though. I like fruit. I don't like bananas, though. I like fruit. I don't like bananas, though. Remind. Remind. Please remind me to bring the keys before I leave the house tomorrow. Please remind me to bring the keys before I leave the house tomorrow. Encourage. Plastic. App. Application.
Okay, what are they up to?
Well, let's see what's going to happen today with Simon and Lucia. Remember, Simon is from the UK. He just moved here. His friend Lucia, well, she's from Taiwan, but she grew up in Canada and America. So they're both sort of getting used to life in Taiwan. As we begin today, it says Simon and Lucia are walking on the street. Mm. All right, so they're on their way somewhere.
Yep.
And Lucia says, let's go to 7-Eleven to buy trash bags. Ah, yes. Remember yesterday, they were throwing away some trash or rubbish. They'd moved into a new apartment, probably had a lot of cleaning to do. So, you know, Lucia thinks we have to go buy some trash bags. I'm guessing that for Simon, the special trash bags that we use here in Taiwan, that won't be something he's seen before.
No, and that's why he says this. We already have lots of other bags. Why can't we use those?
That's right. We got those black bags. Mm. We got the bags we got from the supermarket. Mm. You know, lots of plastic bags.
Right.
We can use those.
All right. Well, he said we already have bags.
Yes.
Now, already is an adverb. It's spelled A-L-R-E-A-D-Y, already. Let's find out what this means. Okay, we are talking about the adverb already. Now, we use this word to say that something has started to exist or be true, and it's still continuing to be true now. So, in other words, if we use the word already, something that's happening before is still happening now. Simon already has bags, so he doesn't know why he needs to buy more. Here's an example. I already ate lunch, so I'm not hungry. So I ate lunch before, now I'm not hungry now. I already ate lunch, so I'm not hungry. So why do they need to buy special bags?
Well, I think most of us know, but Lucia explains to Simon, we need to use special bags for normal trash.
Special bags for normal trash.
That's the way it's done. Remember when we talked about normal trash, yesterday, we were talking about food trash and things like that. Mm. The things you can't recycle.
Right.
That's the normal trash she's talking about. And we put that normal trash, I should say, in special bags.
Mm, we have to pay for those
we
bags.
We do. And they're different colors in Taipei City and Taipei County, too. Mm-hmm. So don't try to be sneaky with those special bags. Mm-mm. They'll catch ya.
All right, so we know we have these special bags for the normal trash, but Lucia continues. She says, we can recycle for free, though.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yes, that's right. You don't need special bags for recycling, and they don't charge you any money for it.
Nope.
That's why we would describe it as being free. Mm-hmm. This adjective is spelled F-R-E-E, free.
Mm.
Something that's free simply doesn't cost you any money. They're giving it away. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to do anything. You can just take it. It's yours. It won't cost you a thing. It's free. For example, we could say water is free at this restaurant, but other drinks cost 50 NT dollars. Water is free at this restaurant, but other drinks cost 50 NT dollars.
All right, now she finished the sentence by saying though.
And that's right.
That is another adverb that we need to look at here. It's spelled T-H-O-U-G-H, though. Let's find out what it means. All right, we are talking about the adverb though. Now, this word is not spelled like it sounds, so make sure that you spell it with an O-U and a G-H, but you don't say g, you say though. It's silent at the end. We use the word though to introduce or talk about information that might make something else in our sentence seem surprising or unlikely to happen. So, when we're using the word though, it's like we're saying, even if one thing is true, something else that's a bit strange might be true too. For example, I really like to eat vegetables. I don't like mushrooms though. Now, even though mushrooms are a vegetable, I don't like to eat them. But I still like other vegetables. Here's another example. I like fruit. I don't like bananas, though. I like fruit. I don't like bananas, though. Okay, so you pay to throw away your normal trash
that's just garbage,
with those special bags.
Yes.
But you can use any bag to throw away your recycling for free.
That's right. Of course, those trash bags that we pay for, they're not that cheap.
No.
So you can't just use them and not be careful with them.
Right.
You have to watch out. You don't spend too much money. So Simon, he's hearing this new system, the way people in Taiwan do their rubbish or garbage. And he says, that's a good idea. It encourages people to recycle more.
Right.
Of course, if you throw it away, you got to pay for the bags. Mm. If you recycle it, it's free.
Right.
So if you want to save your money, try to recycle as much as you can and try to throw away as little as you can.
Mm-hmm.
They're not telling you to do this. There's no law that says you have to do this, but the prices and the way the system is organized, it encourages people to do it this way. To encourage someone is basically to kind of give them some confidence, to make them believe they can, or also just to give them some good reasons for doing something that you'd like them to do.
Right.
Coaches encourage the team to play well.
Mm-hmm.
Parents will encourage their kids to study hard or go out and make friends or do good things and be good people, right? They're telling you, they're giving you support, and when you do it, they say, good job, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, so they are in the 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Simon buys some ice cream.
Finally, he gets his ice cream.
And he also has the garbage bags.
Ah, yes.
Now, remember, Lucia is a person who likes to learn about other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she asks here, how do people recycle in the UK? Now, we learned about recycling in day one. That's the noun form. Here, she used the verb form, recycle. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, recycle.
Right. So Simon explains the UK or the British way of recycling. He says each house has different rubbish bins for different kinds of rubbish.
Right.
Or different trash cans or garbage cans for different kinds of garbage.
Okay. So he goes on to say one for glass, one for plastic, one for paper, and so on. Now, of course, we have talked about these things before, but let's find out more about what plastic is. Now, plastic is a type of material that is made from oil. It is very easy to make into different shapes, so plastic is used to make a lot of things today. Now, unfortunately, plastic is so easy to make and so cheap to make that we are making too much of it these days. And, of course, we all know that the plastic is ending up in our oceans and on our beaches and everywhere else we don't want it.
Absolutely. Mm. Plastic is easy to make. It's easy to use. It lasts a long time.
Right.
That's what's so great about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't recycle it, it just sits in the ground. I heard if you throw away a plastic bag now, it will break down in 500 years.
Mm, but you know what's going to happen when it breaks down?
Well, poison.
Fish are going to eat it.
Yeah.
And it's going to poison the fish, and then it's going to poison us.
For a really long time.
Mm.
So that's just not good. Anyways,
right.
We also saw this phrase, and so on. Mm. He was saying we put this rubbish in here, and then in here, and this one in here. And so on. He used that at the end of this list of different types of recycling just to show you that, well, things could go on in other ways. There might be a way you recycle clothes or shoes, leather things, you know, lots of different ways. He doesn't have to go through the whole list and tell you everything.
Right.
And so on is sort of like when people say, et cetera. It means the list goes on, but I don't have to keep telling you. It's not that important.
Right. Okay, so they have their ice cream, they have their garbage bags. Simon is kind of trying to describe what things were like in the past, and we see in the magazine he's having a memory.
Oh, a little bubble.
He's
little
thinking
bubble,
back to the past of when he lived in the UK. And in this memory, we see Simon putting different trash in different cans, different bins.
Thinking about how they did it back in the UK.
Right, and he continues telling Lucia what happens there. He says, the trucks take different rubbish bins away on different days.
Oh, so Monday might be glass day, Tuesday is plastic day, Wednesday is paper, and so on.
Right.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's an interesting way to do it. Anyway, so next we see that there's kind of a change of scene in our story. It says the memory ends, so he's no longer thinking about recycling in the UK. Lucia, though, she's hearing about the way they do it, different days for different things, and she says that must be hard to remember.
Maybe.
She's thinking, it's hard to remember. Is Monday paper day or glass day? I can't remember. I forget easily.
Don't worry.
Huh?
Of course, in today's world, there's an app for that.
Really?
Yeah, Simon says you can get a phone app to remind you.
I thought the queen would call you.
No.
Today is glass day.
No.
That would be cool, though.
It would be, but that's not what happens.
She's busy.
All right, let's find out what an app is. This is a noun, and of course, it's a program on your phone, tablet, or computer. You might know it by APP. That's how you spell it. That's how they say it here, but we call it an app. Mm. Now, there are lots of different kinds of apps. Of course, I have an app that tells me the weather every day. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have an app that wakes me up in the morning. Mm-hmm. Instagram is an app. Mm. Facebook has an app, too. I don't use that one very much.
But, no, you don't. Facebook a lot. Yeah, it's an app. It's not an APP. You can say that. But if you go overseas, people might say, what? So it's called an app, short for application. And some apps can remind you to do things. Mm-hmm. All right. To remind, this verb is basically to bring something to your memory. It's a verb, as I mentioned, R-E-M-I-N-D. R-E-M-I-N-D. What word was that?
Remind.
Thank you for reminding me. All right. We generally remind somebody about something. All right. So you're helping somebody to remember something, probably something important that they might forget, and that would be bad. You can remind other people. You might remind your mom that she has to go shopping or something later that day. Or you can remind yourself, too, if you, you know, tie a string around your finger or have an app on your phone that rings in the afternoon so you remember to call your grandmother or whatever, that is reminding you. But it's stopping you from forgetting something. For example, please remind me to bring the keys before I leave the house tomorrow. Please remind me to bring the keys before I leave the house tomorrow. Don't want to forget my keys.
Back to another memory
here. Oh, okay. What was Simon thinking about now?
Now he is remembering waking up very early in the morning by the sounds of a noisy trash truck outside.
That can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, of course, the memory ends.
Yeah, so he's thinking about when they would come around and collect those different rubbish bins in the UK. As we mentioned, in Canada, and I think many places in America, too, it does often happen early in the morning.
Right.
So if your bedroom is near the road, the trucks could wake you up. And that's kind of what Simon says. As the memory ends, he tells Lucia what he was thinking about. He says, the trucks come very early in the morning, though. I won't miss that.
Nope.
That's not something I'll be like, oh, I wish they would wake me up at 5. Mm. That was so much fun.
I love waking up at 5 a.m. to listen to the garbage truck.
Loud, noisy trash trucks. No.
All right. Well, we have come to the close on today's article about culture shock.
Oh.
And we have now met our new characters, Simon and Lucia. Hopefully, we'll find out more about their time in Taiwan next month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But for now, let's go to Magic Box and finish up with our review time.
Magic Box. 找亮点.
Hello, I'm saying hi to students, teachers, friends, and so on. 大家好，我是 Emily。一开始呢，我就跟各路人马打招呼啦。I'm saying hi to students, teachers, friends, and so on. 那有没有在刚刚的这句话当中发现今天的主角呢？没错，就是最后头的 and so on, and so on 这三个英文字组起来是什么意思，你知道吗？我们一起来观察一下我所使用的这个词组的情况是什么。我跟学生、老师、朋友诸如此类的人打招呼，咦，不小心把答案讲出来了。没错 ，and so on 使用的时机呢，就是在列举跟前面差不多类型的东西的时候，有等等啊，诸如此类的意思。像是我妹妹总是喜欢乱花钱，我就可以说 ，My sister likes to spend her money on makeup, movie tickets, delicious food, and so on. My sister likes to spend her money on makeup.Movie tickets, delicious food, and so on. 我妹喜欢花钱在化妆品啊、看电影啊、美食等等的。那 and so on 还有另外一个说法是什么呢？就是 and so forth, F-O-R-T-H. 那意思呢是一样的。因此刚刚那句话我也可以改写成 My sister likes to spend her money on makeup, movie tickets, delicious food, and so forth. 那列举的东西也可以是小短句哦。那又再出卖一次我妹妹。My sister likes to throw her things everywhere. Clothes on the floor, jeans on the table, and so on. My sister likes to throw her things everywhere. Clothes on the floor, jeans on the table, and so on. 我妹妹啊，喜欢到处乱丢她的东西，地板上的衣服啊，桌上的牛仔裤啊，等等。好啦，讲到这里，小测验的时间又到咯，你会怎么翻译以下这个句子呢？垃圾食物对你不好，因为它充满了盐分跟脂肪等等。Junk food is bad for you because it's full of... 哒哒哒哒哒，后面这个空格你会填入什么呢？作答，等一下我们一起来看看答案是什么咯。
The answer is...Junk food is bad for you because it's full of salt, fat, and so on, and so forth.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
All right, welcome back to review time. Mm. Nice and simple one today
okay,
for us.
Okay, what are we going to do to review?
We are going to...Do a fill-in-the-blank activity.
There's nothing I like more than filling in blanks.
All right, well then you can start with number one.
Can I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to read it, you're going to fill it in?
That's not the way this
vice
works.
Vice versa.
We can switch after.
Oh, okay. So the first sentence is, can you blank to turn the oven on at 5 p.m.?
Mm.
I'm afraid I'll forget to do it.
Oh.
If you'll forget to do something...You, of course, want someone to remind you. So that would be the word. Can you remind me to turn the oven on at 5 p.m.?
Okay.
I'm afraid I'll forget to do it.
All right. Well, you have had one, so I'm going to make you guess another one, but this time I'm going to read it.
No.
All right. So,
okay.
Let's watch another movie. Mm-hmm. I've blank seen this one.
You don't want to... You blank seen this one,
mm-hmm.
so that tells me you watched it, but in the past,
mm-hmm.
and if you've done something in the past and that action is over,
mm-hmm.
you would say, I've already
mm-hmm.
seen this one.
That's
you've
right.
watched it before, explaining why you don't want to watch it again. All
okay.
right, the third one.
Mm.
I think she's Swiss.
Oh, okay.
I think she's Swiss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, blank.
Oh, okay, so you think one thing.
I think she's Swiss.
And you've said that thing, but
yeah.
you're not really sure. So
right, I'm not 100%.
Two pieces of information here. One of them is kind of different than the first one, so you are going to say, I'm not sure, though.
Exactly. I could also said, but I'm not sure,
right.
I'm not sure, however.
All
right. Something like that.
All right, number four. Do you want any of these books?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to pay me for them. I can give them to you for blank.
I do not need to pay you,
nope.
but you will still give them to
mm-hmm.
me, so they must be free.
You got it. Ding, ding.
You will give them to me for free. Well, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best.
All right. Well, we are finished with today's review time. We will see you again here next month. For now, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Bye.
Trash time.
Simon and Lucia are walking on the street.
Let's go to 7-Eleven to buy trash bags.
We already have lots of other bags. Why can't we use those?
We need to use special bags for normal trash. We can recycle for free, though.
That's a good idea. It encourages people to recycle more.
In 7-Eleven, Simon buys some ice cream, as well as the garbage bags.
How do people recycle in the UK?
Each house has different rubbish bins for different kinds of rubbish. One for glass, one for plastic,One for paper, and so on.
In a memory, we see Simon putting different trash in different trash cans.
The trucks take different rubbish bins away on different days.
The memory ends.
That must be hard to remember.
You can get a phone app to remind you.
In a memory, Simon is woken up very early.By the sounds of a trash truck outside. The memory ends.
The trucks come very early in the morning, though. I won't miss that.
already. Already. I already ate lunch, so I'm not hungry. I already ate lunch, so I'm not hungry. Free. Free. Water is free at this restaurant, but other drinks cost 50 NT dollars. Water is free at this restaurant, but other drinks cost 50 NT dollars. Though. Though. I like fruit. I don't like bananas, though. I like fruit. I don't like bananas, though. Remind. Remind. Please remind me to bring the keys before I leave the house tomorrow. Please remind me to bring the keys before I leave the house tomorrow. Encourage. Plastic. App. Application.